Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together, one of them, an expert in the law of the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Joseph's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, you are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? The Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you your living water. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them. And then he and his disciples went to another village.
Right, the verses that Richard read out, what do we get out of those?
Right, the verses that Richard read out, what do we get out of those? We get out the fact that the Lord Jesus repeated what was said in the Old Testament and told the people that these were the greatest commandments. The greatest commandments. Everything else, he said, revolves around this. The law and the prophets all revolve around the verse that Jesus quoted, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. But he said in the second one, is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Right, Heather read out two verses about the Samaritans. Now, the Jews wanted nothing to do with them. In fact, so much so that when they were in the village, the disciples said, shall we call down fire from heaven on them? Because they didn't accept Jesus. Right? Why the Samaritans? Why did the Jews hate? And that was the word that they did. The Jews hated the Samaritans. Right? Well, the reason why they hated them, was because it goes right back to the time of Joseph. They were a pagan sect that had come out from the tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim. The reason they hated them was because they were different. They were divided by racial and ethnic barriers. Their rituals, their histories, their customs were different from the Jews. So the Jews wanted nothing to do with them, no dealings with them. at all. So now, I'm going to bring those two things together. And anyone can tell me where we're going? We're going to Luke chapter 10 and verse 20. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You've answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who's my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins. And gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The expert of the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Here are those two things tied up in one place. And I think we have lessons, you know, to learn from this. The man wanted to justify himself. If you notice in one of the verses that Heather read, the teacher of the law wanted to test Jesus. They were always trying to catch him out, to get him to say something that they could pick on. But Jesus is wisdom. And he never did. What did he want to do? What did he want to test him for? Because he wanted to catch him out. This man wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" He was hoping that Jesus would say, "Well, you know, your family, your friends." But he didn't say that. Now, this story would have worked if it had just been another man. What had happened was they'd been to the temple to pray. These Jewish people had been to the temple to pray, and they were on their way home from the temple. And there's this man who's been set upon by robbers. Now, to be honest with you, do you think this story would have worked any different? Because when I first read it, I thought, why was Jesus so keen to say that it was a Samaritan that helped him? It could have been anybody. It could have been a fellow Jew, couldn't it? That would still have shown compassion and love on somebody who was hurting. But no, Jesus picked the Samaritan that the Jews hated. So this teacher of the law would have been quite shocked when Jesus gave this message, that it was a Samaritan. "Well, we hate them. Why are you telling us about them?" But Jesus wanted to show that this is how he sees love and compassion for those who are different to us. This Jewish fella was lying on the floor. He was hurting. And those teachers of the law, those lovely religious people, passed him by, had no care for him at all. There are hurting people in this world. And what does Jesus ask of us? That no matter who they are, that we reach out to them and we love them. Jesus does not call any difference between you and I and those out there who don't love him at the moment, because God so loved the world, no matter who they are, where they are from, what they do, God loves them. And this is his requirement for us, that we reach out like the Good Samaritan and be the ones that have mercy. This world would be a better place if only everybody lived by the rules that God gave. And it's quite simply, you don't have to go home and read 20 different pages on what God wants for us. He wants that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our strength, and that we love our neighbour as ourselves. Who is my neighbour? Anybody, here or throughout the world, they are my neighbour, and God commands that I love them as I love myself, that what I want for me, I want for them. Jesus told him, go and do you likewise. Mercy triumphs over judgment. So Father God, I just pray that today you might burn this word within our hearts, that we might reach out to our neighbours and love them as you would have us love them, to care for them in their time of need, to hurt those that are hurting, Lord, that you would help us bind up their wounds. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.